Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 12:30, Polokwane 16:33 en Mahikeng 8:29.
In the traffic, N12 eastbound, there's been a crash just before Atlas Road. It's backed up all the way through the R21 and back to about Jet Park at the moment.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. The Proteas in trouble at 77/8 in their ODI against Afghanistan, going at a quick 2.8 runs to the over. And Andre Pollard excited to see the young guns coming through the system as he's named at number 10 for this weekend.
Groot nuus vandag, die reeks verkragter en moordenaar Sifiso Mkhwanazi is lewenslange tronkstraf opgelê en is in die Palm Ridge Hooggeregshof in Johannesburg as 'n gevaar vir die samelewing beskryf. Dit was egter 'n moeilike dag vir die familielede van die vroue wat verkragt, vermoor en in 'n werkswinkel in Johannesburg versteek is. Ons waarsku sensitiewe luisteraars dat die verslag van Maschaba Sefularo hulle dalk kan ontstel.
Reporting to Hota wailed as Judge Kasi Musa handed down the first of six life sentences against Sifiso Mkhwanazi. Before that, when reading the victim impact report for Nyarai Chihota, Judge Musa revealed that Pauline is still haunted by the image of her mother's decomposed body when she went to identify her at the mortuary. Outside court, Pauline said one of her siblings took his own life as a result of the difficulties, including depression, following their mother's death.
The third born also drank poison. We lost him 2023 because of that situation, because I couldn't give him what my mom was giving him.
Three of Mkhwanazi's victims remain unidentified. Maschaba Sefularo for Jekka FM News in Palm Ridge.
Die spesiale ondersoekeenheid het intussen voorleggings gedoen in die parlement oor hulle ondersoek na ongeruimthede in die padongelukke fonds. Nou, ondersoek oor die betrokkenheid van 12 regsfirmas is onder meer na die nasionale vervolgingsgesag verwys. Leonard Lekgeto is die nasionale hoof van ondersoek en hier is wat gebeur het met regsverteenwoordigers wat die wet oortree het.
To date, 5 practicing petitioner have been referred to LPC. Change of mandate by the claimants on the implicated practitioner is handled by the appointed LPC curator bonus.
Dan na die buiteland, die Amerikaanse minister van buitelandse sake, Anthony Blinken, probeer steeds om die strydende partye in Gaza te oortuig om 'n skietstilstand te bewerkstellig. Hy meende dis die enigste manier om te verhoed dat die oorlog in Gaza na die res van die Midde-Ooste uitkring. Hy is nou in Egipte en dit is die 10de keer dat hy na die streek reis vir samesprekings in die verband. En in Durban begin ANC-leiers, alliansievennote en vriende van wyle ANC-veteraan Pravin Gordhan dan by sy gesinswoning in Durban opjag. Nushera Sudial is daar.
Gordhan's family have been welcoming guests who've come to pay their respects. In the past hour, former Chief Justice Raymond Zondo arrived at the home in Reservoir Hills. He was met by Gordhan's daughter, Anisha, who hugged him. He could be heard telling Anisha to be strong and that her father was a very brave man before he was taken inside. The mood is somber at the home, with many who have come to share their condolences sitting in a marquee that has been set up. Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio News Watch, Reservoir Hills.
And ek is Marlene Fischer. Our top story this hour, convicted serial rapist and killer Sifiso Mkhwanazi has been sentenced to 6-time life imprisonment.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
Are you?